bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Last week, for the first time ever in Victoria, possibly even Australia, we'll find out soon about this, the Victorian government, through our Minister for Multicultural Affairs, Robin Scott, announced $500,000 for the provision of grants targeted at culturally and linguistically diverse communities to essentially try to deal with LGBTI issues. How's that?
That's fantastic, because I think sometimes we forget our brethren from the cold backgrounds that face a different set of issues and discrimination and marginalisation that the sort of more mainstream society LGBTI people don't have. So it's great.
Yeah, and we ordinarily have the Minister for Equality on air talking about these sorts of things, but we actually thought for a change we might actually ask the Minister for Multicultural Affairs himself. So he actually has called in. So good morning. Is that you, Minister Scott?
It is. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. It's Tass here. Great to have you on air this morning, and it's great to actually be able to talk about this very issue. So could you tell us a little bit about why the government decided to actually invest this money into culturally, linguistically diverse communities?
Well, there's no secret that there are particular challenges that young LGBTI people face in some of our multicultural communities, and it's important that while we support diversity and multiculturalism, we never must forget that we also support all members of our community, particularly LGBTI communities, to live a full, productive and happy life. And this is about supporting people who often face very conservative communities where they face discrimination, and they need help. And they need help to live a full life, and we're fully with those young people particularly. That's why we know their mental health issues, we know their issues around even suicide, so we want to step in and help people deal with, particularly young people dealing with their own sexuality and dealing with the realisation about their life that they face in often conservative communities. And by providing that support, I know will give people a better chance to live full, happy lives. And we really just want to have those young people in those communities be happy, comfortable with themselves, and be supported through a journey in their life.
Fantastic. Could you tell us how many grants were actually allocated and who got some of those grants?
Well, the grants, there was, I've got a list. There was Muslims for Progressive Values, Latrobe University, North Richmond Community Health Centre, the Greek Welfare Society.
It's our people.
The Australian GLBQT, Multicultural Council, Switchboard Victoria, Drummond Street Services, Marahaba, and Joy FM itself.
Fantastic.
And it's really about reaching out to people, providing safe spaces. There was a wonderful actual imam who came for the launch of the grants who talked about the work that he'd done with young gay people, providing a safe space.
Was that Nur Warsami? I can't pronounce his name.
It was fabulous. And it really those sort of stories of good people doing great work to help support people really are heartening, and that's exactly the sort of work the government wants to support.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. So is this a once-off event, Minister?
Well, there's been an allocation for over a number of years, but we want to look at it again. My own suspicion, and I'm the Minister of Finance as well, so I should go through a proper process, but this is an issue that we'll be revisiting in the future, because these issues are complex. They're not easy to resolve, some of the sort of tensions that exist around socially conservative communities and the difficulties that young people face in dealing with their sexuality. And we're not going to leave those young people in abandonment. We're going to continue to give support. We want to evaluate how successful the grants have been, what good has been achieved. But I it's the sort of thing you wake up and when you meet the young people, you know that this is needed. You know that there is good that can be done, and you know that this will actually change lives.
Minister, this morning we've had a number of other guests on air talking about things like the marriage equality and the plebiscite. We've also just had somebody, an academic actually, from ACON, the AIDS Council of New South Wales, who talked about the impacts that the plebiscite will have and could have on members of our community. But what he did highlight was that older members of our community in particular would experience some almost like a post-traumatic stress disorder. So I suppose I'm raising this because there has been a focus on young people and youth, but let's not forget the older members of our communities as well who have lived in very changing climates and times, and things like the plebiscite will actually bring forward some old traumas again.
Yeah, the Victorian government's very aware of that, which is one of the reasons we don't support the plebiscite. I mean, I have a very strong view that we should have marriage equality and that we don't need to have a plebiscite, and that lawmakers have a responsibility to the society. We live in a representative democracy, and people should get on and pass federal legislation. And if it was state legislation, I'm sure it would be already passed.
So, Minister Scott, I moved away from Melbourne a couple of years ago, born and bred Melburnian, and I've been watching from a distance this current Labor government just continually kick goals in the LGBTI space. Can you perhaps talk us through the decision that you made when the government came in to really focus a lot of attention on LGBTI issues? Because it's fantastic to watch from afar, and I wish my current state of New South Wales would follow suit. But it seems like it was a really conscious decision to engage more in the LGBTI communities. Can you talk us through those decisions back in the day?
Well, I mean, I think there's just a fundamental decision to treat people fairly, to put it bluntly. And that if you believe in equality, you believe in equality, and you don't qualify that. And there's obviously been terrible historic issues, but those issues, we don't live in utopia, sadly. And government has to constantly struggle. And my belief is that one of the roles of a progressive government is to constantly have an iron will to struggle against injustice and discrimination, and to give people fair opportunity in life to live in a way in a free society that people deserve. So I think there's been a very strong focus because there's just a fundamental acceptance of the equality of LGBTI people in the society, and that's driven a series of policies. But once you reach the point where you've accepted, not just accepted, but warmly embraced, because acceptance has a slightly negative connotation, once you've warmly embraced that love is love, that people are people, regardless of their sexuality, you should be treated with dignity and respect, and their full engagement with society facilitated, then the policies flow from that decision and that moral stance, and I regard it as a moral choice.
Minister, you've got us speechless in this studio. We're all standing here with that. We are completely speechless.
We're all trying to throw to each other to think of another question because we can't. How do we follow up with such a beautiful statement?
How do you top that?
Yeah.
And so refreshing to hear this from the Minister for Finance as
yes.
Well. Well, I'd say this. One of the issues with being the Minister for Finance is you worry about the efficient allocation of resources and you're tough about decisions that are made about how money is spent because money can do good. And by making decisions about where resources are allocated, you have to make a tough and hard decision. But I did joke at the launch, this is slightly oversubscribed, and as the Minister of Finance's grant program, I'm usually against that, but in this case, I'm fully supportive because I think it'll literally save lives. I know, I've talked to people who've had to leave double lives because of the rejection of their lifestyle by their community in which they live, and it's awful. It's awful.
What's been the
stress they've had to go through.
Minister, what's been the reaction from the community groups themselves in when they discovered that they got these grants? What sort of reception did you get?
It was I had this wonderful launch, and you talk to people, and it was just meaningful for them. You know, it's an affirmation of their value as a person.
It's fantastic, absolutely fantastic. It's been really delightful to have you on air this morning. Thank you for your time.
Yes.
We will actually we will look at these grants and see where they go very closely because we're interested, and both Shannon and myself are of a Greek background, so we'll be particularly interested in what Peronia has to do with their grant. So we might actually invite them to come in at some point in the near future.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. And I spoke to people earlier. And we think it's often a focus on the Muslim community, and rightly so in some cases because there are significant, and it's often a bit danced around. There are significant issues around people's attitudes towards LGBTI people. But I know people from Orthodox communities that have had terrible experiences about rejection and the literally double lives they've had to lead, and the fear that they've had when their families would find out or friends and the social pressure that they felt. So this is about us accepting diversity and multiculturalism, but we don't accept discrimination. We don't accept discrimination anywhere.
Robin, as Minister for Finance, you don't need to worry, because I know Tim Pallas's treasurer probably is very, is very supportive of what you're doing, so he's not going to slap you for spending a bit
another
more
fellow
money.
Greek macker.
Exactly.
The first Greek from he does joke because he's from a Greek background via Wales. So
yes.
But this is really important work, and I'm really pleased to have an opportunity. I mean, public life is about doing things that count in other people's lives. It's not about glory. No one will remember my name in 100 years. That's the truth of it. But if you can reach out and touch people's lives in a way that gives them agency, gives them the dignity that they all deserve, that every person in the community deserves, then that's what I know people of goodwill get into public life to do.
Robin Scott, Minister for Finance and Multicultural Affairs, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for your support. And thank you for standing up for equality and equity. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.